Welcome to G4S National Apprenticeship Week podcast. This is a short series of interviews with G4S employees who've benefited from undertaking an apprenticeship program. These programs are available to G4S employees in England. Good afternoon. I'm with Keisha Gordon-Salmon, who currently works within G4S Facilities Management as a team leader based at Croydon University Hospital.
Hi, Tony. How are you?
Yes, I'm well, thank you. Keisha's agreed to speak to us. Keisha is currently undertaking the Level 5 Departmental Manager Apprenticeship after successfully completing the Level 3 Team Leader Programme. So she's kindly agreed to speak to us about her journey using the apprenticeship route. So this is the second apprenticeship that you've actually undertaken in the last couple of years. Why did you choose to take the apprenticeship route rather than another qualification?
I think the opportunity comes from my workplace. And I think it helped me to balance my work and studying at the same time, because I got the time to where I could study and do my work at the same time. And it really helped me to advance in what I need to do, because I got the skill from the studying, plus I learn as I go along as well. And with my management team support and my tutor support, you know, it was really good when I did the Level 3 to achieve what I have achieved.
So would you say that the apprenticeship route is helping your career development as well?
Yes, it has, because when I started, I started when I was a training supervisor, and now I am a team leader, and it have opened up other avenue in which, you know, I'm learning so many different things: how to write report, how to conduct certain meetings, you know, how to, you know, deal with certain clients and all of that stuff. So it is very, very important, because some of the things I didn't know, and now I know them, in which I can step into a management role, that opportunity comes up.
So let's just pick up on that you're learning practical skills. How are you applying the skills you're learning?
I'm applying the skills that I'm learning in my day-to-day work, because I have to write report, I have to make sure I give instruction to my supervisors, you know, I have to liaise with my management team and send them reporting, making sure that my SLAs and all of that stuff is up to date, making sure all my supervisors, they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. So putting everything that I have learned into practice has helped me to do my job more efficiently.
You're due to complete the second apprenticeship in May, is that right?
Well, yes, I'm completing the second apprenticeship in May. I'm almost finished with my project that I'm working on. So by the end of February, I'm supposed to be starting my exams, in which I need to do an official project and everything. So this will really help me to put more things into perspective, like when dealing with project and dealing with certain documents, that cost analysis and all of these stuff, in making sure that Gantt chart and all of that, to make sure that they are correct, and making sure that when I produce to the client figures and information, I'm putting them in the correct form and making sure that they are correct.
So there's a project included in the program you're doing, and is that linked to your job?
Yes, it is linked to my job, because I work on projects all the time. I mean, it's a small project where like a new area have opened up, and I need to go in and say how many hours we need to put in to that area, how many dispensers we need in there, how many hours we need for cleaner to be in there, or how many hours we need to deep clean that area. So I'm always working on project at any given time.
Sounds like you're very busy.
Yes, I am.
how do you juggle both? How do you juggle your time and your learning? How do you manage to do that?
I think it's because of me. I know what I want out of the study. So I try to balance myself, and with the support that I have with the management team that I have around me, that who have support me and, you know, push me. So it helped me to balance my work life and my study life, and plus my personal life as well, not forgetting that we all have personal life. So I've learned how to balance it and making sure, okay, I know I have this project to work on, so I need to make sure I finish them. I know I have this assignment to work on, so I'll make sure I finish them for the deadline that I need to finish them. And, you know, getting support if I need to from my tutor or from my management team around me.
And you're getting plenty of support then to
complete
the program?
Yes, I do. My tutor is always there on call if I am stuck with something. Not really often. But I can call him. And plus, I got my team here. If I don't understand something, I can ask a question.
And how about your manager? How's your manager supporting you?
Yes, my manager support me very much. They are the one that is seeing and helping me to put what I have learned into daily practice. So I'm not just learning and just forgetting it. I'm putting it into practice.
So what next then? Once you complete this program, do you plan to do another one?
Yes. I know there's a level 7 in which I would be really, really happy to sign on to that, because as I said, the programs are not long. They're just 1 year, and by you, plenty of an eye, you know, 1 year comes and goes. So, and because I already have the understanding of how the project run, it wouldn't be difficult for me, because when I started level 3, I thought that was hard. But to my knowledge, it wasn't hard for me. And because of how I understand and learn from it, now that I step into level 5, I still have that drive and I still understand what I need to do. And most of the stuff that I have learned in level 3 is just an advance on those that I'm learning now. So going into, if I go into level 7, it would be much more easy and understandable for me.
There's actually a level 6 and a level 7. So the level 6 is called a chartered manager, and it's actually a BA honours level apprenticeship. Probably takes a little bit longer than normal 12 months because you will actually get a degree. Mm-hmm. The level 7 is master's level qualification, yeah. And there's several different ways that you can do that. But brilliant to hear that you're going to continue mm-hmm. with the programs. What about the team and the people you work with? Are you supporting them through any of the programs?
Yes, after I finished my level 3, 8 of my team have signed up and just finished. They have, I think all of them has finished now, some with merits, some with pass, some with distinction. Brilliant. So yes, and they're very proud of themselves. I'm proud of them as well, because most of them, you know, studying wasn't something that they think they could do or anything like that. But because, you know, I push them and motivate them, coach them into what they need to do. Some of them didn't know how to do a presentation, but if I give them a presentation now, they know how to do it. They can sit and talk and have a conversation about something, and they're more confident. And they're putting into practice what they have learned on the daily basis.
Brilliant, brilliant. Sounds like the team's really thriving.
Yes.
Well, thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
No problem.
It's been great speaking to you.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you for listening. If you'd like to find out more about the opportunities available as part of National Apprenticeship Week, please visit our global internet site, The Hub, and search National Apprenticeship Week. Or send me an email. My email address is tony.summers2@uk.g4s.com. I'd love to hear from you.